From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Thursday, May 7th, 2026. The head volleyball coach at the Little Rock High School will not return next school year after facing allegations of inappropriate sexual contact with two students. Kendall Devonport will not continue as head coach at Parkview High School in the upcoming year. An investigation found Devonport did not have sexual contact with two students, but district officials recommended she not be hired again. Devonport is also the daughter of Assistant Little Rock School District Superintendent Shauna Loring. State officials have revoked the certification of a former West Memphis police officer after he was found to have repeatedly sexually harassed and intimidated coworkers. Stacy Allen was decertified in a unanimous vote Tuesday by the State Commission on Law Enforcement Standards and Training. This comes after investigators interviewed more than 40 people, most of whom reported some sort of misconduct by Allen. His attorney says he plans to appeal the decertification. Cleanup is underway following a large chemical spill in western Arkansas over the weekend. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports about 125,000 gallons of chemicals were released after a tank ruptured at CNS Chemicals in Fort Smith on Saturday. The rupture caused a leak of a combination of sulfuric acid and aluminum sulfate, according to Sebastian County officials. Soil testing will follow after cleanup is complete. Arkansas's Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders happily signed a package of tax cuts into law on Wednesday. The legislation furthers the governor's longstanding desire to phase out the state income tax for good. Sanders has worked to cut taxes in every legislative session since she was elected in 2022. These newest cuts bring the top individual income tax rate to 3.9% and the corporate tax to 4.1%. In remarks Wednesday, Sanders described the legislation as part of her political philosophy.
If you make over $26,400 a year, you will see more money back on your paycheck starting immediately. I want to again thank the legislators who have made this fourth round of tax cuts possible, and thank you to the people of Arkansas, because we know that you're going to spend this money much better than the government ever could.
Tax cuts were the only focus of a three-day special legislative session this week. Two bills cutting income and corporate taxes sprinted through the legislature. There was some pushback from Democrats who worried that the money could be better spent on public services. Sanders responded to those concerns before signing the bills into law.
You guys want to make the conversation of choosing between one thing or another. We don't have to do that, and we haven't. We've invested in our key priorities at the same time been able to cut taxes. We invested $45 million annually in maternal health care in a way that we haven't in decades. That's the type of thing that we are doing.
The cuts are part of a 10-year project by Arkansas governors to ease state taxes. Arkansas saw almost no changes in its tax structure for decades. Former Governor Asa Hutchinson came into office with a 7% income tax rate. Sanders came into office with a tax at 4.9%. And Arkansas's unemployment rate fell in March. Little Rock Public Radio's Daniel Breen explains.
The latest report from the State Department of Commerce shows Arkansas's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate dropped to 4.3% in March. That's 1/10 of a percentage point lower than February and mirrors the national jobless rate. Both the state's civilian labor force and its employment rate reached record high levels in March, with just under 20,000 more people employed in the state compared to last year. Several employment sectors posted job gains in March, including construction, leisure and hospitality, and private education and health services. Trade, transportation, and utilities saw the largest month-to-month drop in March, with losses also being posted in financial activities, federal government, and mining and logging. Daniel Breen, Little Rock Public Radio.
A European nation is celebrating the delivery of new Arkansas-made weapons systems. Lockheed Martin and defense officials from Lithuania unveiled the country's new HIMARS rocket launchers at the company's Camden facility last week. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Baltic Nation signed a roughly $500 million contract for eight of the launchers in December 2022. Lithuania is part of the 32-member NATO Defense Alliance. Governor Sarah Sanders is launching a campaign to help pregnant women learn about prenatal and maternal health care in their community. In partnership with Arkansas's Health and Human Services Departments, Sanders said the Claim Your Care campaign will raise awareness about resources available through the Arkansas Health Units. Speaking at an annual expo for women's health on Wednesday, Health Secretary Renee Mallory said the campaign follows recommendations from a committee on maternal health.
At the Arkansas Department of Health, we took that recommendation seriously. Our health units already offered a wide variety of services for women and families to include pregnancy testing, WIC, immunizations, and more, but we knew we needed to fill some serious gaps in maternal health care.
Arkansas Surgeon General Kay Chandler said the campaign will include billboards and TV ads directing people to the campaign's website. Chandler said the social media side of the campaign will focus on educating people about health topics.
So to say, hey, if you're dealing with a mental health issue, if you're dealing with, maybe you've got some other health issues as far as during your pregnancy, where can you find support? How can your support team help you? So we're trying to just get the word out to say, hey, we're here for women, but also those who know people who are pregnant, y'all be there to support them.
The Claim Your Care campaign officially began on Wednesday. Arkansas Health Units can also help people find nutrition and housing resources and offer services free of charge. If you don't have insurance or the services are not covered, the state will pay for care rendered at the health unit. More information is available online at claimyourcarear.org. A former Arkansas governor is penning an autobiography. Former Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson's memoir will be published next spring by the University of Arkansas Press. The book is expected to cover Hutchinson's decades in public service, including a stint in Congress, a presidential run, and his tenure as head of the Drug Enforcement Administration under President George W. Bush. Hutchinson served two terms as governor of Arkansas, leaving office in 2023. And today we'll see clearing skies with a high of 71. Your low tonight is 51. Temperatures rise slightly as we approach the weekend with clear skies and highs near 80 for the few days ahead. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.